Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? Honest Wedding Advice, season number 8. I'm DJ ESG, and today I'm talking about explicit music at your wedding. And as much as I know that people want to hear X, Y, and Z if you're young, if you're 22 to 28 years old, you can't play that shit. Yeah, I'm cursing on this podcast, but that's different. We're talking one-on-one. You can't drop the F word or the S word or the N word at your wedding. Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a celebrity. I don't care if you're just nobody off the street. You can't do that. I mean, that's tacky. And as much as I love rap music and I love all that jazz, it's just not cool. You know, if you have elderly people, they don't understand all that. You say one wrong thing, you're going to piss off everybody. And as much as I get it at your wedding. I understand that you want to have this kind of music at your wedding. You can, so you got to find the clean versions. If you vocalize the words that we're not supposed to be saying on these tracks at your wedding, that's your problem. You know, somebody walks up, yeah, I played the clean version. They just decided to chant it out. So if you play a song that has S-bombs and F-bombs and everything in it, like shit and fuck and all that jazz, and the DJ plays the clean version, but you're shouting out, fuck, shit, you know, not the N-word. We don't do the N-word. That's just not cool. The N-word just does not happen. I don't care who you are. You know, that's not going to come out of my player at all. It's not going to happen. But, you know, you can say things at your wedding. If you want to chant specific things, if you want to sing specific things, that's great. The 20 Ball Solomon says, yo, I just heard that X, Y, and Z. That's not cool. Well, guess what? That's fine. They're the ones that chanted it out. I played the clean version. Just because they decided to say it, don't put that shit on me. Now, here's the thing. If you come into it ahead of time and you say, listen, this is what we're going to do. We've already told people it's going to happen. And you've already set the standard for it where people already know you're going to be dropping the F-bomb and the S-bomb. Maybe different story, you know? But if you go into it and nobody knows you're going to do it and the DJ starts doing it, man, it looks terrible on us. Unless we have a big sign that says, the bride and groom said we can play vulgar shit. If it was on George Carlin's 7 Dirty Words, we can play it, you know? I mean, obviously you can't say cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits, but I mean, but there's some things that you can say, obviously, but it's a fine line. It's a really fine line. And that line is just, there is no, like, middle ground. It's just, there's the line. Like, you can't cross that line. You know, especially if there's kids there. If you got an 8-year-old kid there and somebody brings their son and you're like, yo, dude, fuck you. That just doesn't work. It doesn't happen. Understand that. Like, some DJs will do it because they just don't give a shit. I'm not one of those people unless I have a full disclaimer beforehand and the entire congregation knows about it. Food for thought. Don't offend anybody. It's great advice. Take it or leave it. I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above, and I'm out. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choked with my wife and puss and bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding. Rest.